come to tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. It is that time of the week. I know. It's a time you've anxiously been awaiting, and do not lie to yourself. You have anxiously been awaiting. It's time for the culinariest and the cleverest. Well, thanks to me. The most
really?
Riveting... What?
Really?
Well, not the culinariest part, the cleverest.
Okay. Oh, okay.
The most riveting and the most entertaining, once again, I take the latter. The tastiest and, of course, the most demystifyingest cooking show in the world, Chef of the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are the true theater of the mind radio show that is listened to by thousands and streamed around the world on our flagship station, Atlanta, Georgia's news talk leader, AM 1160. What is it?
The talk of the town.
Very nice. This week, our mobile kitchens finds us at... You know, this is a great place. We're talking none other than Cutter Cigar Emporium on Windward Parkway. Always have good crowds. Always have great... This is where, I think, if you ever showcase, you love to showcase here. It's intimate. You have people that are adoringly admiring your food.
Well, it's good food.
Well, unfortunately, every time it has been. I'm waiting for that one slip-up. Of course, you've never done asparagus here.
You've never done Brussels. I've done asparagus here.
Did you?
Yeah.
No. Does anybody remember asparagus?
Yeah, I did it in something. Yeah.
Thanks. Of course, Kenny showed me with his one-finger salute how many times you made asparagus. But anyway, there must be a time in here. Anyway, we are at Cutter Cigar Emporium. It is the home of the Southern Cigar Festival, which is going to be three times better than it's ever been. Now people go, how is that possible after last year? How is it possible?
I know.
How is it possible?
It's 3 days long.
There you go. Because, well, we'll talk about that a little later. We want to tell you about it because you want to get your tickets as soon as possible. It's going to be, it's really going to be awesome because it's going to be more, it's going to be a huge scale. You know, we're going to have a Budweiser beer garden. We're going to have, a top DJ. We're going to have live music. We're going to have awesome food all 3 days. And for those of you who are here, you might come Thursday night because we're having a welcoming meet and greet that we're not really advertising. So it's really three and a third days.
But if you listen to the show, now you know.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's going to be absolutely awesome. It choked me up. Over 30 vendors. They're going to have all kinds of cigar specials. They're going to have covered seating so people don't have to sweat. We're going to have balmy breezes. I mean, it's going to be absolutely amazing, and it's going to be right here at Cutter's Cigar Emporium. Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs is proudly brought to you by The Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce, my friends, the date. Keep this in your Rolodex, auto, phone, wherever you keep your stuff. April 25th is the official day that Vidalia Onions, real sweet Vidalia Onions, as well as the Vidalia Onion industry, will be able to unleash on the world the real Vidalia Sweet Onion. April 25th is the day. Keep that in mind. And, of course, if you have real sweet onions, there's only one way you can tell, because if it doesn't say real sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
That means it ain't the sweetest onion on earth.
That's it.
According to the Department of Agriculture from the University of Georgia, that rated all of the Vidalia onions that participated, which I think was everybody, one bag and one bag alone was selected out of all the 20 counties of the hundreds of Vidalia. Schumann Produce had the sweetest Vidalia onion. So it truly is the sweetest onion on earth.
And by the way, it wasn't like some hand-picked bit of onions. They just basically said, yeah, grab a bag, send it.
That's exactly what happened.
One bag.
And others sent in up to 100 bags. You could submit as many as you wanted. But Real Sweet said, no, one. That's all we need. That's all we got to have. And that's all it took. And I'm sure that's exactly what happened. Oh, John, did you get the bag ready yet? Oh, yeah, we got a bag. Just grab that one. Let's just, you know. And anyway, congratulations. They are the sweetest onions on earth. And by Whole Foods, where values matter. Also by Cutter Cigar Emporium and Alpharetta on Windward Parkway. It is your portal to the world. World of good times, world of great cigar selections, and the world of great people that are will soon become friends that you didn't even know you were going to meet. Right here at Cutter Cigar Emporium on Windward Parkway. Joining me as he does each and every week, he is, of course, the gargantuan of goodies, the dynamo of delicious we could be talking about. None other than His Royal Highness, Highness, I sometimes get
Thanks.
Confused.
Appreciate
Executive
that.
Chef Eric, not with a C, but with a K, Holdo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it's fun, man. We're back. You know, this is the place where we can come and be casual. We get a fine cigar. Some of us smoke during the show. Others are
cooking. Right.
And others are engineering. And the fat, but
he can still smoke when he's engineering.
Well, yeah, but he doesn't. Sometimes he does. Anyway, we usually, when we're here, hey, Luscious. Oh, by the way, I'm not talking about my wife, which, of course, is Luscious. I'm talking about Luscious Lou, the manager here at Cutter Cigar Emporium. Are we going to do a cigar of the week this week? Have you got something you want to put out there?
I can always find a cigar.
Well, you can. I mean, I see people come up to her and say, you know, I really don't know what I want. And they look at Lou, and Lou goes, with that killer smile, she goes, what's your flavor profile? And he goes, well, I want something light to medium. Well, I can't help you there because I smoke logs that are harsh and full body. And they just look at her.
What planet are you on?
He's living crazy. A little fantasy right now.
No.
No, wait. I don't think that's the fantasy you're involved in.
Yeah, but, trust me. He's right. Very seldom is he right, but that's one of them. He's right. But anyway, Luscious, that's one of the true great things about coming to every day I'm here, which is fairly often. I hear people come in for the first time and they go, I really didn't know what I want, but God, was that a great cigar that they gave me. You guys are top-notch on selecting cigars for people who don't know. And then if they know what they want, they always find it.
We do our best. We aim to please.
You really do.
Something for everybody.
Well, it is. Plus, we have a wonderful selection of social lubricants.
That doesn't hurt.
No, we got... How many different kinds of beer do you have now?
Oh, my gosh. I think we're up over 40 different
40 different
beers.
Kinds of
they're
beer.
They're all good beers. They're all like... microbrew or just well.
And the number one beer in the world.
Of course. Well, we had to bring that in.
And it's one of the top sellers, too, by the way. I know because not everybody's a snob, but Bud Light, but they got Bud Light. They got all different kinds. They've got top notch.
People also smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, well. What now, Luscious, while he is attempting to diss my good friend, how many different kinds of, like, scotches and bourbons and rums? Oh, my.
I think between the bourbon and the scotch, well, all of the spirits offerings that we have, I think we're somewhere around 55 bottles. So.
And how many bottles of wine do you can get by the 2-ounce or 4-ounce pour?
Oh, we have 16 bottles of wine that are in our fancy little dispenser over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, all you do is get your card, go over and swipe
That's
it.
That's right. That's fun just by itself.
People enjoy just going up to the wine dispenser.
It's impressive.
It really is.
It is.
And it keeps the wines really nice.
It does. It maintains the wine. So.
Well, listen, hopefully a little later on in the show,
yeah,
you will tell us, I mean, we've kind of talked about the Southern Cigar Festival, three times better than
yes.
it's ever been, and it's coming up first weekend in June.
Yes, tickets went on sale yesterday. They are already flying. So.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it?
Indeed. Can't wait.
Yes, it is. Anyway, Chef Eric, I mean, I can tell the excitement abounds and also remind you that today is National Picnic Day. Hey, Yogi, how about a picnic basket?
Really?
Yes. And, of course, I'm not as good as our celebrity guest that's here today. Evan is in the house. Talented musician, amazing writer, just talent abounds. He's got a new play hopefully he'll talk about. Maybe we'll get him up here to talk about a new play where he plays a very infamous character in Atlanta history. And I'll let him explain who it was
Cool. And
who it is. And maybe he'll tell us a little bit about how you can see Evan live as he'll be performing on stage. It's also National Cherry Cheesecake Day.
Okay.
You know, I love cherry cheesecake. last week we actually did cherry dump cake on the Big Green Egg here.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, we've made that before. Many times.
It's wonderful.
It's easy.
Three ingredients. That's why I did it.
It's really a Boy Scout. It's an old Boy Scout recipe.
I didn't give them the credit.
Scouts have done it back since the 20s or so because they would take a Dutch oven and just stick it on the fire. And
no, it was much more difficult than that because I did it. Chef and the Fat Man live from Cutter's Cigar Emporium. When we come back, Chef Eric's going to set up the menu du jour, and I will tell you the real truth about the dump cake.